Two Guys Coffee and Business Podcast.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Michael and Trevor Tolo, and I'm here with nobody. As you can see, unless, of course, you're listening to audio only, my trusty colleague Tom Dorch is on site at one of our customers doing some CRM training. So, Tom, if you happen to be listening, keep listening, because with me at the helm, this is going to be our best podcast to date. All right, let's get to it. Today, I'm going to be taking questions from our viewers regarding Microsoft Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional. Over the past year, Microsoft has been releasing new products and rebranding others, and it's been a bit confusing to a lot of people. Hopefully, in today's podcast, I can help clear up some of these things for everyone. All right, here we go with Season 2, Episode 3. Our first question comes in from Patricia. Patricia asks, what is Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional? Well, Patricia, what this product does is it really streamlines Microsoft sales solution. A good way to think about this is as core Salesforce automation that can be used by any organization without having a complex sales organization. If there's a need for a more complex sales solution, this is really where Dynamics 365 for Sales Enterprise Edition is going to come in, because it can provide customization and really embedded intelligence in addition to everything that Sales for Professional provides. Our second question is from Ralph, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, Ralph, I truly apologize. Ralph would like to know, what is happening to Dynamics 365 for Sales Enterprise Edition? Simply put, Ralph, nothing at all. The current Dynamics 365 for Sales Enterprise Edition product is eventually going to be rebranded to Dynamics 365 for Sales. And then it's just going to, and that'll continue to be Microsoft's overall sales solution. Our next question comes in from Carmine. And Carmine asks, what roles within an organization can Dynamics 365 for Sales Profession be used for? Well, Carmine, this is one of our most popular questions, especially when it comes from tech-savvy small businesses who really like to incorporate popular software to advance their organization. Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional is used for various roles within organizations, such as field service, inside sales, telesales, and really a lot more. There's really only a very small percentage of businesses who can't benefit from some sort of CRM application with their organization. Moving right along, the next question comes in from Linda. Linda wants to know, why should I purchase Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional? It's a great question, it's a common question, and really there's many reasons, Linda. But to give a specific answer, it really depends upon your organization and what it does. So an organization that has, let's say, sales processes and needs that are addressed with core Salesforce automation, including lead management, opportunity management, and base reporting, but really doesn't require embedded intelligence or advanced customization and configurable reporting, that in theory would be the perfect fit. But in reality, 99% of all organizations can benefit from some sort of CRM. So there's a multitude of answers. Give us a call or email us at, go on our website at solsys.com. That's solsyst.com. Or you can email me at michael@solsys.com, and we can talk a little bit more about your business and be happy to explain to you what it is that you can benefit from by using Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional. All right, our next question comes from Jamesh, and Jamesh is wondering, Am I able to try out Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional? No. Yes, you're definitely able to try out Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional. All you need to do is go to the trial page and sign up with your work email and phone number. I'll post a link in the show notes to the trial page to make it easier for you. So go to solsys.com, click the resources tab, and on the drop down click podcasts, and you'll see our episode and find the show notes there. All right, our next question is from Sue, and Sue wants to know, what features are included in Sales Professional? More than I have time to talk about, Sue. All joking aside, you can find a list of features that are available by going to the Dynamics 365 roadmap, and I will also post a link to that in our show notes. If you have any questions or whatnot, also feel free to reach out. I'll tell you what, we are cruising right along. We're on the second to last question already, and this one comes from Scott. Scott is wondering, is there some sort of case management functionality included in Dynamics 365 Sales Professional? Well, Scott, yes, there is. Professional allows for full use of the cases entity surfaced with the case creation form. So you can really handle all your needs, Scott. Yeah, all right. As sad as I am that this is our last question, I'm equally as happy that you watched or listened this entire time. If Oprah were next to me, I'd definitely try my best to convince her that you all deserve new cars. However, since she's clearly not next to me, all I can offer are my boy band good looks and soothing, very commercial capable voice. In the meantime, our last question is from Irina, and it's a question we hear a lot over here at Solution Systems. Irina would like to know, will Dynamics 365 for Sales Professional be available to purchase as an on-premise solution? And really, the answer is no. There is no on-premise solution or option for Sales Professional. All right, we've come to the end of this episode. If you liked what you hear, please don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. I'll also provide a link for you in the show notes. And remember to keep doing what you're doing. And Tom and I will be back next week talking all things business and Microsoft tech. Thanks for listening, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.